Show. Keeping your money safe and secure. Giving you predictability. Have the retirement you deserve with our Safe Money Strategy. All the financial news you need. We're here to help you succeed on your Safe Money Show.
Good morning and welcome to Your Safe Money Show, the show that helps you plan and thrive in your golden years. I'm your host, Todd Schoberg, and today we're going to go back into the 12 things you need to know pre and post retirement. I know it's taken us a couple weeks to get through this, but we're going to get through it today. We might even have some added stories for you. But whether you're years away from retiring or you're already enjoying your retirement, this episode's going to still be packed with tips to secure your financial future. And I'm glad to welcome my co-host, Mr. Tony Shore. Good morning, Tony.
Well, good morning, Todd. And I appreciate you bringing this information to us each week. And yeah, this is our third episode going through just, you'd think 12 things, but it just shows how much there is that you need to know before and after you retire. It is amazing. And of course, the things to know before retirement, that is especially crucial. And we've went through that. And I think now we're just looking at things to know after. But I've been busy. We've been talking. You and I have been dealing with a lot of issues regarding people's Medicare, Medicare Advantage plans. You've been dealing with it more than I have, but it's been a headache for me lately because my mom and dad are both in their 80s, both have Parkinson's, both are in long-term care now. My dad has not yet been approved for any medical assistance from the state yet, but that'll take 90 days. So the trick is, you know, when you fill out and ask, hey, what do you need for Medicare? Medicaid plays a role in that. And I had started thinking he's on going to be on Medicaid. So I have to list, yes, he's on both medical assistance. But they said, no, he's not officially yet. So you can't list that. You got to do this. And then when that happens, it'll all change again. So, wow, what a mess.
Yeah, one thing guaranteed, though, for you is they will go back 30 days as a starting point, even
sure.
when you get approved. So,
yeah,
it's just a pain, and it's an emotional roller coaster for people.
Yeah,
because I've dealt with it hundreds of times, and I feel for you because you got everybody telling you different things, and they all want different things to get to the same result. And who do you listen to? You know, who do you listen to the coordinator? Do you listen to the county? Do you listen to a guy on the radio show? Who do you really listen to?
Right.
And then still deal with the emotional ties and the care about your parents.
Yeah.
I mean, it just drains you. I know it does.
It really does.
So I really feel for you.
Yeah, I'm an only child, so feel for me even more because I don't have... this is the first time in my life where I haven't liked being an only child. I want three sisters, and I want them now, right?
Absolutely.
Because then I'd be on a beach somewhere, Todd, sipping an umbrella drink, you know, if I had three sisters.
Oh, man, no,
But, you know, where do you turn and who do you listen to? Well, I say you listen to a Medicare specialist who's licensed to do this and does it each and every day for people in your area. That's key too, because every zip code's different, right? Every county's different.
Yeah, in the state of Minnesota, you have the metro, you have the north, you have the west, you have the south. And each one of those have different plans that are available in each
different providers and everything.
And I made a mistake this year. I'm not perfect. I have to tell you that, but I had a guy in a county nearby, and I won't say names or anything else, but I said I went and sold him this product because I went through his drugs. I went through his medical needs. I went through his budget. I went through everything to get him the right plan. I said, this, you're going to love this plan. And I signed him up. I had him sign in the dotted line. And when I came in the next day to review all the paperwork, I go, oh, no, that county's not even in this close to his area. So I had to call
the wrong county, wrong zip code.
So we had to do it again.
He's still gotta have the just, I've learned it starts with a zip code, but it really starts with a professional like yourself. And that's what you are. You're a Medicare specialist alongside a financial advisor. So you get the double whammy. I encourage our listeners, if they have questions, to let you know there. I think that's so important. And you and I were commiserating because we're both dealing with this, and you more so than I. At least I'm just dealing with two cases, my mom and dad, and you've been dealing with so many people here in the community, helping them. And that's a good thing. And you have a desire to help folks in the community with this, because you need somebody knowledgeable. So that's really important.
Yeah. So just for the folks out there listening, if you're calling, you're probably going to hear I'm booked up all the way through the 7th. Okay.
Yeah.
Which is true. But here's the trick. If you have some patience and you have some time, you can sit in my waiting room. And when I get a break between clients, I am taking about 10 or 15 between when I get ahead or I get a time. I'm sliding people in all day, because sometimes it takes me 15 minutes and sometimes it takes me 45 minutes. But if I have room, I'm going to slide you in, and I won't go home till I get you. I mean, we're going to get everybody taken care of. So you got that guarantee from me, but you might have to have a little patience, and you might have to wait 20 minutes or so to get the assistance. So Sure. We are helping them as they come in. We had the most in here the other day of 12 couples sitting in my waiting room.
Wow. And I walked 12 up at a time, not during the day.
No, that was most, 12
most,
in the day. Yeah.
Most advisors and Medicare specialists are seeing maybe 12 a day. You have 12 at one time.
Yeah, we're doing a minimum. We're doing 10 in the morning and 10 in the afternoon. So that's 20 appointments. And then we're sliding in it, whatever comes in. Yeah. So we can do.
You've got to take that sign down out front that says free beer. I think that's our free pizza. In my case, free. I don't drink beer, but free pizza. Yeah.
Free. Yeah. Well, actually, Katie's here, my new gal at the front desk, and she's a hoot. You got to come in and meet her. She has a gal that's bringing in fresh cookies every morning.
Ooh, nice.
So they get coffee and cookie. Anybody that sits here, they're going to have coffee and cookies lemonade and whatever else they need. But yeah, we're going to make it a pleasurable event. I know it's stressful, especially if you're losing coverage, but everybody I've seen, and I've seen a lot of people, we've got the coverage they need. We've got their drugs covered. And at an affordable price. So don't be scared about it. If you're sitting out there worried, because if you don't do anything, you won't have anything. So you got to act, and you got to act before the 7th. So if I can help you, let me know. Oh, man.
All right. So what are some things that we need to know before and after retirement?
Well, we should probably get in there, but let's do it. We should just do a review, I think.
Yeah.
So first up, let's talk about the power of starting early. You can't wait. You got to get into your 401ks. You got to start saving. If it's not qualified money or IRA money, at least get a good savings account going and be consistent.
Yeah.
The next one, you got to have a retirement budget. You got to know what your bills are going to be, so you know your capital is going to cover those. You got to deal with inflation on that. What's going to happen in the next years ahead? You got to have 70 to 80% of what you're living on today to make it through retirement. And then you got to diversify your investments. You can't have everything in Bitcoin. You can't have everything in one company's stock. We've talked about Enron in the past. That one's a killer. It was worth millions one day, and the next it was pennies. So you got to have some diversification. Spread it out. Get your fixed accounts, stock, whatever you need to do to get in diversified. That's a start. And I hope, and we're given this time here, we've done it, we're going on our third week, so I hope we're sinking in or taking notes. But if you don't, you can go to my website, yoursafemoneyshow.com, and you can pick up this. You can pick up the show, you can pick up the list online, or you can call me at 855-22-MONEY. That's 855-226-6639. So you can talk to me personally if you got some questions out there. It might be a little bit hard to get a hold of me this time a year for questions, but you come in, we'll make it happen. Moving on to our 12, plan for healthcare costs, right? What are we talking about right now? We're talking about Medicare.
Yep.
Medicare kicks in at 65. It doesn't cover everything. That's Medicare alone. There's plans that do cover dental and vision and long-term care for 100 days. So you need to understand it. You need to know it before you're there. Don't procrastinate there. And then understand Social Security. You can start taking Social Security at 62, but you're going to get a 30% increase if you wait till 67. and you'll get even a larger increase. You're going to get 8%, 7% about average. It's somewhere in between there, so don't quote me, up till age 70. If you have time and you need the income to have a long, happy retirement, you might want to think about waiting until you're 70.
Well, yeah, and that is true. I mean, you have to look at that. Social Security is a huge part of retirement. That's the foundation of your retirement income, right?
Absolutely. So you really need to do your numbers. You know, everybody's different. You know, some had a great past working relationship and made a lot of money at the beginning of their career, or vice versa. And you got to remember, they're going to take the top 30 years average with inflation to figure that out for you. Oh, and here's one people don't understand a lot, is paying down your debt. You listen, and I've listened to a lot of people, a lot of professionals, a lot of people that think they know what is really the right way to do it. But paying down your debt, getting that high interest rate out. If you can retire with no debt at all, what a peace of mind that is. Yeah, but work on it before you say you're 5 years out. Cut yourself off of your credit cards. Put your capital towards those credit cards. Get it down to nothing. So maybe you only have a house payment, insurance, and taxes. That's enough, ladies and gentlemen. That's enough during retirement. And if you can put a plan together and pay that off too, why not? I don't think with the new legislation they're talking about, moving those home loans to 50-year loans, I don't know if you heard that.
I did hear that.
That was thrown up. It might be a way for people to
lower the interest rates on their home loans.
And buy a house that they can afford. But just remember, if you're 20 and you get a 50-year loan, you're going to have that payment even at 70.
Yikes.
You know, so you got to think that through. But if you got a 50-year loan and you doubled your payments up,
you paid it off earlier. Yeah.
And you won't have the interest that you're going to be paying all those years.
Yeah.
But I did see a number. If you had a $400,000 house and you spread it out over 50 years, you'll pay $867,000 for that $400,000 house.
Oof.
Just let that sink in a little bit.
If you just did it for 50 years, it would be less if you paid it off sooner. Obviously.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's still it's something you have to think about before you retire.
Yeah. You want to pay down debt, especially high interest debt like credit cards too. I mean,
Man. Yeah. I can tell you stories about people that are drowning in it. And guess what? A lot of times happens is bankruptcy comes into play. You ruin your credit and you don't have time to catch up and you struggle the rest of your life. So make sure you have that taken care of. Number seven is have a withdrawal strategy. You know what your assets are when you retire. You know, I don't care if it's $300,000, $200,000, or $1 million. You got to match your lifestyle with that withdrawal, and you don't ever want to run out of money. Mm-hmm. So you need to have a plan. That's where my lifetime income safe money strategies come into play. We can set that up so you'll never, ever, ever run out of money. You might run out of principal, but you'll never run out of money. And that paycheck will come in month after month after month. And I call it your own personal pension plan because you can set it up how you want it to pay out. Whatever money you're going to put in there, I can show you exactly what it'll pay out the day you put it in there and when you take it out. So
Have a withdrawal strategy, though, and have a strategy as far as how you're going to pay bills in retirement. So an income strategy, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely. And have enough room to be a little bit flexible so you're not having to take it out of one account that may be down from the market or whatever account you're going to be pulling from. Have that flexibility to go from this account to that account or have that lifetime income coming in. The other thing, number eight, would be stay active and engaged. You know, pickleball is a hot item right now. Everybody's playing pickleball.
Yeah.
I watched a pickleball tournament for about 10 minutes on TV the other day. Those people don't play it like the local park people play.
No. No, professional is a whole different level of pickleball.
Wow.
Yeah, it can get crazy. But, you know, it's fun for anyone can go out and do it. And my wife and I have tried it. How about you? Have you played pickleball?
I have not.
Okay.
I probably will when I get my new knee or get my knee fixed.
Oh, that's right.
It's not you a good one for my knee. Yeah.
No, you can't play pickleball with a bad knee. Do not go out there and do that. And you'll have to be fully recovered before you even attempt it. But I think this is a big one, and this is one I always pay attention to because I've seen this, and I know you've seen this, Todd, with people you've worked with. If you retire without a purpose, your health can go down, especially if you are really tied to your job. You know, my uncle, my dad's brother, Jerry, he was a great machinist. I mean, like incredible, like renowned, like smart guy, ran a machine shop, worked for Wenger Corporation making parts. And then he opened his own machinist shop. But when he stopped doing that, he was gone in 2 years because he was a healthy guy up to that point, but he just didn't have purpose. You know, the tools sat under a tarp and, you know, these types of things happen. Right. And so I think it's important for people to have a purpose in retirement and stay active, engaged. And it's the social aspect of work. Sometimes you might want to work a little longer because of that. Other times you just need a plan. If you don't like your job and you really want to retire, you know, golfing every day isn't a plan. That's not a plan for your overall retirement, or reading, I'm going to catch up on my books or my TV shows, or I'm going to sit on the couch and eat pizza and watch TV. That's not how you're going to retire happily.
No, I won't. But I find the broken heart syndrome is a serious disease.
You
lose a spouse and you just don't feel or have the energy to do something.
Right.
This is something you have to do. You have to get up off the couch. You got to find that other purpose in life and make that a real purpose, that you're helping somebody else or doing something that you enjoy, but you need to do it on a regular basis, because grief is a terrible, terrible thing. And I don't take it lightly, but really, you got to get up, go visit children, go to a nursing home, even visit friends at the nursing home. I don't care, but get up on a daily basis when this happens. Don't let the broken heart syndrome take you down, because it will kill. So you need to stay active and engaged. So please think about that. If you're out there and it hits you right between the eyes right now that that's what you're doing, get up. Go for a walk and then think about it and find something to engage yourself in.
Yeah. Stay active and engage. I like that, because mentally, physically, and you just have to stay active, right? Socially as well. Otherwise it'll extend your life too.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. And if you're extending it, you want to enjoy it. So by doing active things and being engaged with people, you're going to be happy. You're going to get out of the depression or not go into depression. It's going to keep you up in life, and you're still going to enjoy that life in retirement. So let's get that done. And we're back to where we left off. We're on number 9, protect your savings. That's where we're at. Scams are targeting seniors. I don't know. I hear it every night almost on the news that somebody run over or taken over or stole their bank accounts or sold their house.
Terrible.
Got to be on top. You got to be able to watch your emails, because there's phishing emails, there's fake investment schemes. You got to be skeptical.
Email, text, and phone call, and even in the mail. Don't click on a link. If you get a text or an email, don't click on anything.
No, if it sounds too good to be true, it's too good to be true. Yeah. Don't do it. And if you have something you think it is and you're thinking about making a decision, talk to somebody. Call me, call the sheriff's department, call a parent, call us a sibling, call one of your
children. Don't be ashamed that you might have fallen for some. Let people know, communicate. And before you do anything, communicate, right? Call you and say, hey, does this sound like a scam? And you can say, yep, I've heard about that one, or don't do anything with that. And you can help them find a legitimate number if they're concerned it might be legitimate.
But I went to Duluth Trading up in Duluth, and I bought a new purse for my wife for a birthday present, and I bought a new jacket for me for fishing.
Yep.
Well, about 2 weeks later, I get an email from it, because they want your email. So I get an email. It says, special clearance sale on dress shirts. And I said, well, these are pretty decent. I kind of like the way they look, and I trust Duluth Trading.
Yep.
So I bought a couple or three or whatever the number was. It was $63. I put my credit card up there. That was 7 months ago. I haven't got those shirts yet.
Oh, no.
So, So I learned a $70, $60 lesson that they got a hold of the emails out of Duluth Trading Posts and gave me a heck of a deal. But even I got conned or scammed or whatever you want to call
it. It can happen to all of us.
It can happen. I mean, it wasn't a big number, but it kind of makes you blush a little because I did it. I got caught.
Yeah.
So anybody can get caught. Anybody can fall for those scams. So double check. And of course, I tell Kristen here what I did. I shouldn't have. Well, of course, you should have did this and you should have done that. You should have called. So yes. So watch those scams.
Yeah. Yeah. Look up the actual phone number for the business and call them directly and ask them about it. Don't just do something from a link in an email. That's for sure.
And that I should have just called Duluth because I had their card from when I was up there. Yeah. So I didn't. I was lazy and I got took.
Yeah. That's happened to me. That's happened to me. I've responded to a Facebook ad to buy something. That never showed up. And then a couple of random charges showed up in my cart. So I had to cancel my card and, you know, $100 later, I learned a big valuable lesson. Not gonna buy stuff from there on anymore. Yeah.
No. Yeah. It's not worth it.
No. Nope.
It isn't working.
Nope.
Number 10, we better move on. We're running out of time once again. Yeah. Plan your estate. I don't care if it's wills or trusts or power of attorney, beneficiaries on all your accounts, review them regularly. Life changes. You need to do that on a regular basis. And I'm telling you what, right now, beneficiaries are stronger than a will. Okay. You might have not heard that before, but it is true. A will is contestable. Beneficiaries are not. So just for sake of conversation, let's say you were married once before and you bought life insurance and you were married with your first wife and you forgot all about that life insurance and you pass away after you've married this beautiful lady, you get in love with, who's your joy of your life. And the day you die, they go to collect your life insurance and it's going to your ex-spouse. That's irrevocable, ladies and gentlemen, and you can't change it. It's not contestable like a will. If you'd have left her in the will, the wife could have said, I've been married with him for 30 years now. She shouldn't be on there. That's contestable. A judge would agree with that. They're not going to do it with a beneficiary. So put beneficiaries on everything you possibly have, checking accounts, TOD stock accounts, bank accounts, your house. Make sure you have a list will so you have everything taken care of, and then have a will that covers your basic needs. And then you have your power of attorney. A lot of people don't understand the importance of a power of attorney.
Oh, it's huge. I've been utilizing. I'm so glad we got the power of attorney done. I wouldn't be able to do most of the things I'm doing for my parents if we hadn't gotten that done.
Well, yeah, because you'd have to get guardianship over your own parents, even though you're the only son, even if you had a wife that was in a nursing home.
Yeah.
If you don't have power of attorney over your own spouse, you'd have to go get a guardianship.
Yeah.
A guardianship with the courts these days could take 6 to 8 weeks to get into the court system, and that would be in a hurry. And then you're going to have to pay to get that done.
Yeah.
A power of attorney is just a very inexpensive piece of paper that gives you the rights to make financial decisions for the person you're caring for.
And medical. You can get medical power of attorney and financial.
Yeah, you get them both. But that power of attorney is important. You know, when I started in the business, hospitals didn't even offer them very often. What is a medical power of attorney? Mm-hmm. Most of them we have trained now that before you have a surgery or anything like that, they make you fill out a medical power of attorney. Because they don't want to have you come out of a surgery and not be able to make decisions when they need to make a medical decision. They want somebody that's reasonable mentally and be able to make those decisions for whoever's in the hospital.
Yeah.
So make those plans for your estate now. Make it easy on your children and all your beneficiaries. If you do a little planning now, there won't be any probate or you won't have any hassles after you're gone.
Yeah, I think that's huge. And again, make sure those beneficiary designations are updated. You should review those at least once a year.
Yeah, and actually on the power of attorney, as long as you said that, a lot of banks aren't taking the power of attorney for deposits or withdrawals out of the bank if it's over 5 years old. So if you have a five-year-old power of attorney, go get a notary and have them stamp it and update that power of attorney so it's current.
Yeah.
And that's all it takes. Yeah. And then you have a current. If you get to a point where you've done it so many times, you might have to do another one, but they're not that expensive to do, but they're very important.
Yeah. Yeah. They're hugely important. So what's next?
Well, you know, we all think, I'm going to retire and just sit back and do all the things I love to do. But you might consider part-time work or side gigs. Mm-hmm. Number one, it keeps you active. It can boost your income. You stay busy. So consider part-time work along with a side gig. There's a lot of those out there where you can sell stuff online or volunteer even is fine. Consulting, freelancing, or driving for rideshare. Man, right now, there's such a demand for people to volunteer, and there's some paid positions to drive people to hospitals and clinics. Just do one thing, though. Make sure it aligns with your lifestyle and doesn't interfere with your Social Security, especially if you're under 62. Because if you're claiming Social Security right now, you can make about $22,000 a year. Anything over that, you're going to start paying back some of your Social Security. So if you want that income going in your pocket, know the rules, find out what the rules are so that you can stay in line and don't have to pay it back. But some people, they want to have a little more money, and it is added to their Social Security. So when you do either start it again or it gets adjusted, it goes to your future payments. So you're not going to lose it, but if you want to use it most effectively, just have it added to your income and it'll be a good deal.
But if they're going to withhold payments until you drop below making a certain amount, you might as well wait to file if you're planning on working, right? And making more, because it's the number you have to hit is pretty low. Like, isn't it? I forget what it is.
$22,000.
So yeah, if you make over $22,000 and you're taking Social Security, they're going to start taking it away or withholding it.
Yeah. For every $2 you make, they're going to take one back.
Yeah, there you go. And you don't want that.
No.
So have that Social Security maximization report run. Find out when the best time for you to file is. But I think part-time, a lot of people are going back to work, at least part-time, just something they enjoy doing.
I see it all the time. I go to Quick Trip here in town. Yeah, a lot of my clients are back to work, and they say, I'm working two mornings a week. I help them do a stock on this day. I got a couple that are cashiers. One of them's cooking in there, and they just said, it's a little extra spending money, and I enjoy it, and I've seen people. So
yeah, that's
there's nothing
nice.
Wrong with that.
Yep. So what's the final tip?
The final tip, review and adjust your plan regularly.
Yeah.
Life changes, markets fluctuate, your health shifts. That's a nice way of putting it, isn't it?
Your health shifts. Yeah. It shifts all right.
And your goals evolve. You know, at one time you're going to have this to do or you want to do it, and then something maybe physically says you can't do it anymore, so you have to find something else to do. Be flexible and go with your goals and reset your goals. Mm-hmm. Check your investments, right? Check your investments. Make sure they're doing what they're doing and what they were supposed to do. Make sure you're staying within that budget. Don't overspend. And if you are overspending, make sure you're going to recover it someplace else down the line. And then have your estate plan and review that at least annually. Even if you're just doing it yourself. Yeah, read through it again. Remember what's going on. And especially after a life event. You know, if you lose a spouse or you move or you close out a brokerage account or you move banks, whatever that might be, make sure you're reviewing that. And then, you know what? I can help. I can sit down and give you my Safe Money Kit. And I'll take an inventory. We'll set directions. We'll set a goal. We'll stay proactive so that everything in your retirement will be what you dreamed it to be. But if you don't have a comprehensive plan, you're not going to have a very good ending to your retirement. So you need to have that. And I'm here to help. That's what I do. I put a plan together for you. And you know, where you can find me is at 855-22-MONEY. My phone, 855-226-6639 or 112 South Union Street. Or go to my website, yoursafemoneyshow.com. And you got to remember, if I can't prove it, Don't do it.
All right. And that does it for today's episode of Your Safe Money Show right here on Nice 95.5 FM with our host, the amazing Todd Schoberg.
We're here to help you succeed on Your Safe Money Show.
Your Safe Money Show is brought to you by Schoberg and Holmstrom Financial Services in Mora, Minnesota. The agency is an independently owned and operated and is not affiliated with any other safe money or government agency. Call the office at 855-22-MONEY, 855-226-6639 for your no-obligation appointment or visit yoursafemoneyshow.com.